Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault.
Welcome to episode 7 of Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio. I'm your host, Suzanne Thibault. And today we're here on the topic of future gazing with our special guest, Cynthia Stott. Cynthia is a best-selling author, an international speaker coach, and global visibility mentor. She has lived with 5 strong phobias for nearly 40 years, including being terrified of public speaking and visibility. But now she empowers entrepreneurs to overcome their fears and be visible and make money doing what they love most. She believes that people are meant to find you in the work that you do and that they are waiting for you to get out there and be seen and heard and visible. And welcome, Cynthia. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, Suzanne. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. So we're talking about future gazing. What is that?
Well, it's not like fortune telling, that sort of thing. It's where I take you through a process on a phone call, and it's a meditative sort of guided meditation just to get you relaxed and to take you into a possible future for yourself. So something maybe that you've never seen before, and many of my clients have had really deep experience. I have quite a few great stories to share.
Oh, wonderful. That'd be great if you could share a few of those.
Awesome. Do you want to do that now?
Sure.
Well, I think one of my best ones was where a client saw herself. She was a speaker already. And she saw herself speaking to 300 or 400 people in the room. And because I'm all about making money doing what you love, I asked, well, are you making an offer? And she said, yes. And I said, how much? And she could barely get her words out. She said, $50,000, but it's too much. Couldn't even tell. She said, $15,000, which is an expensive program, but many programs are about that price, or $50,000, which is quite a phenomenal price. And it was $50,000 per person.
That's what she visualized or future gazed herself doing.
That's what she saw. Yeah. Oh. It was beyond imagination. And how you know it's not her. She wasn't doing creative visualization. She actually saw it, and you can tell that it wasn't from her imagination because she was freaked out by it.
Okay.
So I told her, no worries, because she was actually in the future gazing, watching her people. And I said, okay, so look at your people and see how are they responding to this. And she goes, oh my gosh. They're excited. They're raising their hands. They're waving their arms. They're excited to sign up. I said, see, they don't obviously don't think it's too much. So to make it more real and to get some practical steps for it, I asked her if she's passing out a handout with the information for what they're signing up for. And she was. So she picked one up. And she literally read it point by point by point right there on the call that was being recorded.
Wow. That's amazing.
So the power of that is she has it. And immediately after the session ended, we kind of come out of session and then we talk. She was charging less than $2,000 per program, and she gave herself a $500 raise right away. She was okay. Really ready for that. And then she slowly raised up her prices, and I was just talking with her the other day, and she's now launching a $15,000 program. And I keep reminding her, well, you do have the information right there on the call. You can go back and look and see what you were offering that they were excited to sign up for $50,000. But she's still a little nervous about it. That's how I know it's not from her imagination, because she was nervous about it.
Right, because most people probably can't imagine having a program with that price point.
It was specifically beyond her imagination. That's what we asked for. Mm-hmm. And it's really, that's the reason I asked that question in future gazing is because I want you to know this is not just my imagination. Mm-hmm. I want you to know it's coming from somewhere else. And because of the protocol and how I designed the session, it is coming from your heart and soul, your higher guidance, your angels, anyone who has a message for your highest and best good. So I really create a very safe and sacred space so that you can hear from that higher guidance.
That's amazing. And I know, Cynthia, you yourself are highly intuitive. And so I bet you're assisting them in that process, aren't you?
I am, but it's very different than my highly intuitive coaching, regular coaching session. Mm-hmm. The regular coaching session, I do use my intuition. But this, I'm creating a channel space for not only for me to hear, but especially for you to hear it.
Gotcha.
It's more poignant, and it actually cuts, because I used to be the one channeling, and it was very difficult. I felt like I was, I only speak English as a spoken language. I do speak sign language, but that's not a verbal language. And I felt like I was losing my English because the universe speaks in symbols and pictures. Mm-hmm. And so it was really hard for me to describe it. So when I started implementing a method so that people could see it for themselves, it was so much better.
Awesome. What a powerful process future gazing is. Wowzers. Oh, wow. So I know you like to have your clients do a deep dive inside themselves. And why do you think that inner work is necessary?
Oh, well, when you want to speak, you want to speak and be visible, speak to a bigger audience or to an international audience, or be visible to a live audience or a virtual audience, all sorts of inner meanies and gremlins come up.
Yes, they do. Yep, that pesky fear.
That pesky fear, and I know fear. Boy, do I know fear.
Yeah.
And I lived with 5 very strong phobias for nearly 40 years.
How did you overcome that? Wow, how did you overcome that?
Well, basically, to me, fear, have you ever heard of the book Power versus Force with Dr. David Hawkins?
Yes. I've heard of it, but I haven't read it.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a hard read because he's very intellectual, but the scale of consciousness, which you can find on the internet, just type in Dr. David Hawkins' scale of consciousness.
Yeah.
Very easy to understand. It goes from 20 being sort of the lowest vibration, which is the vibration of shame.
Yes, I've seen that. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can find it on the internet really easy. So shame, and then 100 is fear, and 150 is anger, and then 200 is courage. And when you are up to courage, then you start to be a positive force. in the world. And beyond that is like willingness and reason, and then you get into unconditional love and joy and peace. And then enlightenment starts at 700 to 1000. So 700 would be enlightened beings such as Mother Teresa or Gandhi. And then 1000 would be more of the avatar level, like a Jesus or a Buddha when they walked this earth.
Yeah. And where are we stuck at?
Yeah. Well, and I did some muscle testing and found that before I overcame my fears, I pretty much lived almost 40 years in at 95 lux, which is below fear. So fear is at 100. I see five strong phobias, but I was really afraid of everything.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard to live life that way.
Very hard. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I had obstacles at every turn. I mean, when I look at my life now, it's so completely different. And I was just talking with someone the other day that has a lot of anxiety, especially about visibility. And I said, it doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. And it can change. So the future gazing has a couple of different aspects to it. So looking into the future, but the same session, we can also, because if you even want to see a future, you often have to overcome that inner committee members that are sabotaging or against it.
Yes. Yes, that fear. That's the resistance.
That
yep.
Fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that resistance. And so I really believe that our ego parts are holy and want to protect us. They have our highest and best good and intention for us. They want our survival more than anything. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily our thriving, but they want our survival. So I kind of call it couples counseling between and your part.
Yeah.
And if they're not on board, you're not going to go anywhere.
Right.
They have no power.
Yeah.
At every corner, and you so often we don't even see it coming. You know, we think we've managed it, we've overcome it, and we're just gonna, pretty good, kill a fear, do it anyway, and boom, they have a lot of power to sabotage us when they're not on board.
Right. So how do you help your clients move past that fear?
Well, during the session, I actually do, it's sort of a blend of union dialoguing from Carl Jung. Oftentimes you can do it with writing. You can put, C for Cynthia and CR for critic. And then you can write, good morning, critic, how are you? And then the critic responds. You could do that, but it's a little hard. So I do that with you, and I actually create a space so that you verbally channel that part of you. And it speaks about you in the third person. It's very interesting, but very, very effective.
Right, because then I bet it brings to the forefront what the actual fear is or what it's based in.
Yes
and once you bring that into your awareness, you can start shifting it.
Yes, and oftentimes if it's an ego part of yours that broke off maybe when you had some sort of trauma when you were a child, it oftentimes has a really good piece of wisdom to share, and you're probably not hearing it or listening to it. So then it gets louder and angrier and more critical.
Yeah.
Like anyone that's not being heard.
Yes.
So I help you to hear that part and really respect that part and allow that part to say whatever it is that it wants to say so it can get out and be available to us.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's awesome. What a beautiful, beautiful process. You help your clients with through, get to get them through that. That's amazing. Very powerful.
Well, and I find that it's so much easier to then work with them on their speech or work with them on their virtual program or their social media because we've resolved those inner issues that are holding them back from the visibility.
Right. And I think a lot of times people aren't even aware of those inner critic things that hold them back. They just get held back and they're like, oh, what do I do? You know, and you're there to help them see it. That's wonderful.
Well, especially if it's a critical voice that's been saying the same thing for a long time, we tend to think that's just how I am.
Right. That's true.
And it can never change.
Yeah.
And it's not true. It's absolutely not true. I am the poster child of how much a person can really change at a fundamental level. Not fake it till you make it, not feel the fear and do it anyway. I'm really not about that. In fact, I had a client that I was working with that she was doing an event, and she kept trying to, well, I'm just going to do this. And I said, no, let's stop and pause and listen. Are there any you know, voices in extensia here that don't want to move forward? Let's let them speak and work with them first. And wow, what a difference between her event that she tried to do last year and her event that she did this year. She was, all lights were green.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Because I sometimes wonder if the universe hears our inner critic sphere speaking and then sort of puts the brakes on whatever we're trying to do. Is that sort of what happened with the client?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and the part itself will create sabotage because it's afraid. It's afraid for you. Well, and there's two parts, but the quote, the cure is the same for both, which is nice. It's just pouring on more love and light, which I do during the session. Lots and lots of love and light with my behind the scenes energy work, like Reiki and Theta practitioner and all these other energy modalities that I use and bring together. So I just pour on the light. And the two kinds of saboteurs can, one, be your own parts, which are your ego parts that broke off. They love you, they want your survival, but not necessarily for you to thrive, but we can work with them. The other part could be outside entities or energies, especially if you encountered abuse as a child, because or any time of your life, but especially as a child, we tend to leave our bodies in order to make it through the abuse. And when we do that, we open the door. It's like a vacant house, you know? It doesn't stay vacant for long. There's spiders and rats and dogs and cats and homeless people, you know, will all come into the house. Vagrants will come into the house. And it's the same with us. If we leave our bodies or parts of our bodies, we open ourselves up to outside entities and energies to take up that space.
That is so true. I've had to deal with that myself, those pesky entities. Yes.
Oh, pesky entities. Yes. Yes.
That's kind of too nice of a word to call them. But because of the chaos they can create in a person's
life. And I've myself have had over 100 entities that needed to be removed.
Wow.
A really big aura, and it was very jammed up with that. And some of the people that I worked with, it was pretty rough for the way that they removed it. So I really use love and light, and I'm all about win-win, not only for the person, but also for the entity. And basically, if the entity is nasty, I just keep pouring on more love and light, more love and light into the person's space until they say, okay, I want to leave.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. It vacates the premises. That's awesome.
Yeah, kill them with kindness kind of thing. But then I help them and support them to transition to the other side. And I even call their guides and guardians from the other side to support them to transition so they can up level. I don't do any casting out and darkness or anything like that. It's very win-win and full of love and light. And then sometimes those entities, when they do transition to the other side and they get a different perspective, they can actually support the person, but from the other side and not in their space and, you know, doing sabotage.
Awesome. That's wonderful that you can help your clients at such a deep level, because yeah. most people don't know what the source of their blocks are, and you're truly, truly yeah. helping them. So thank you for the work that you do. It's really wonderful.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So you've really shown us what that inner work means, and how if you can shift out of fear and become more visible and do your future gazing together, how you can yes. see a bright future for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right. Well, do you have any more client stories you'd like to share?
Wow, I have so many. do you have any particular genre you'd like to hear about, like more business success or...
I think for our listeners, the moving out of fear and then stepping into something successful is super powerful, just so they know if other people can do it, I can do it.
Well, yeah. So one of my clients was terribly abused when she was a child. And forgiveness for that is really tough. You know, and when I talk about forgiveness, I'm not talking about condoning what they did or anything, but forgiveness so that you feel better about the situation. And one of my clients, she gave lip service to forgiveness, but she couldn't even imagine touching that person. So it was mm-hmm. still not really truly forgiveness. And when we did a future gazing, and she really got in touch with herself and got more healing around it, she was able not only to, in her mind's eye, touch the person, but like touch them on their shoulders, look them in the eye, and tell them, I forgive you, I love you.
Oh, wonderful. And yeah. that heals for both of them then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, the power of forgiveness. That's really cool. She could do that through future gazing.
Yeah. And I never know what's going to happen in future gazing because I am just holding the space. I mean, we do have intentions going in. So for one of my clients, her intention was to find her the name of her program. Mm-hmm. And I got beforehand that we could get it through the future gazing. But the first hour was her meeting with her mother who had passed away when she was very, very young and under sort of dubious circumstances. Mm-hmm. And we were able to do a great healing for her mother and then also a connection with her and her mother so they could actually have a conversation and resolve a lot of issues. And she was so happy with that. But I said, well, you did come for your program name. Do you want to do that now? And she was like, okay, let's try it. I've already really gotten all that I can imagine, but okay. And she got her program name and she didn't get it. And I said, that's okay. Let's just sit with it and see what else comes. And then there was more images and light and love. And then she got it. And then that name, it was so interesting. I was led, after we finished the session, we were still talking, I was led to go to the internet and put that name into Google. Mm-hmm. And it actually was also the name of like a award program for nurses and other healthcare professionals. And her mother, like I said, died under dubious circumstances. It turned out it was... a medical mistake of why she died.
Okay.
And if she had had a team that were of this excellence, that that this award was being given to, if she had that level of a medical team, she probably would not have died.
Wow.
It was a huge connection with her mother, and now her mother was connected with her program name, and she was just so, so happy. Like, I feel like I help people to birth something that they never even imagined they could have.
Yes, you do. You're a spiritual midwife.
Yes. Spiritual midwife, for sure.
Yes, you are. Oh, well, your current clients are sure lucky to have you. And I bet some of our listeners might be wondering, how can they connect more with you?
Great. Well, my website is cynthiastott.com, but I don't have future dating up on it yet. But if you are interested, you could actually just send me an email at programs, that's P-R-O-G-R-A-M-S, like Sam, programs, at, and then my first and last name, cynthiastott, D-Y-N-T-H-I-A, S like Sam, T like Tom, O, T like Tom, T like Tom.com. programs@cynthiastock.com, and we can talk.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Thank you, Cynthia. And did you want to tell us about the Global Empowerment Summit that you're going to be in?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have an amazing, I'm the host of the Global Empowerment Summit, and we have over 35 empowerment experts. And they're all about a half an hour interview, audio interview, and they always give a free gift where you can connect with them, as well as a tip or technique that you can put into place right here, right now, and be empowered and really get you moving on your way so you don't have to wait.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you're the host. So if people tune into that, they can get to know you even better. Because you're interviewing
Absolutely.
Other people. Awesome.
Absolutely. And can I share the URL for that?
Oh, yes, please.
So it's on my website, cynthiastott.com, that's cynthiastott.com/Global Empowerment Summit. That's Global, G-L-O-B-A-L, Empowerment, E-M-P, O-W-E-R-E-M-E-N-T, Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T-T. S-U-M-M-I-T.
Yeah, one
and,
T.
One T, two M's, one T. So cynthiastott.com/Global Empowerment Summit.
Awesome. All right, everyone. So if you want to hear more about what Cynthia has to say, the Global Empowerment Summit, sign up for that. It's free and it's empowering for your life. Yeah. I want to thank you for being with us today, Cynthia. You are truly a transformational spiritual leader, and I'm so grateful you were here to impart your wisdom and share it with our listeners. Thank you so very, very much.
Well, thank you, Suzanne. I really appreciate you inviting me. And I love the work that you're doing on this amazing podcast. It's really transforming lives.
Oh, thank you, Cynthia. And to all of our listeners, remember that love makes all things possible. So get out there and live.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thibault. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth. If you are ready to develop your intuition, talk to your pets and angels, and change your life, get Suzanne's free gift at suzannethibault.net. Also, visit us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Google+. Subscribe to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast on iTunes.